guidance. We see too many people who can recite this book in a very beautiful voice. They are Qari of Quran. But in practical life, we don't see the teachings of Quran in their life. We see there are hafiz of Quran. They have memorized. The whole book is in their memory, in their motherboard. And there is a chip in their motherboard. And the book is always present in their memory. Wherever they're moving, hafiz of Quran, the Quran is moving with him. But he is away from the guidance in practical life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are saying this is a book of guidance. He says, yes. Hudan, not for everyone. Lil muttaqeen. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So as said in the previous ayah, tazkiya nafs and taqwa and the piety, this is a very important factor in getting the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Quran. In another verse in Quran, it says, yahdi bihi kaseeran wa yudhillu bihi kaseeran. Too many will get guided by it and too many will go astray because of it. Why? Because of not having tazkiya, because of not having piety. The most important driving force in the life of a Muslim, of a mu'min, of a believer is piety, taqwa. This is a driving force in our life. This is the one which connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is taqwa? Why is it so important? We have been listening to hundreds and thousands of lectures on taqwa, on piety from the ulama, from the maraji, from other people, from those who gave guidance to the people. We have been listening to them. But just to summarize, just I keep on giving a small example to understand. Nothing more than that. You know, today is a time of internet, of communications, of cyber. They are going cyber wars. People are preparing army and sections in our military to have cyber war or to defend the cyber, the computers and other things. It is a weird. But previously it was a time of TV, and then it was time of, for example, radio. In olden times, the first communication thing that we received was a radio in electronic equipment. Radios, for example, have got two main parts. One is a transmitter and the other one is a receiver. The more powerful the transmitter, the further will the signal go. And more powerful the receiving set, what will happen? It will get a very small, weak signal, and it has got the capacity of turning that into a sound wave. In the basic formula is that the sound wave is converted into electronic waves. It's spread into the air, and then the receiving set receives that signal and turns it back into the sound waves. Now, a strong transmitter and a strong receiving set. We switch on the radio set. Will we be able to receive what is being said from the transmitter? Yes or no? Yeah. Concentrate. We switch on the radio and you will be able to receive everything what's being transmitted, or you want to need to do something.
We only get the selected bands.
Yes. We need to tune that radio and bring the frequency of the radio according to the frequency of the transmitting station. Only then, even if it's a powerful transmitting station and a good receiving set, we won't be able to receive the signals. The signals will be received only and only when we bring the frequency of the radio station according to the frequency of the transmitting station. This bringing our frequency according to the frequencies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called piety. This is what we call taqwa. And once we tune ourselves according to the frequencies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this book of guidance becomes a book of guidance for us. Then we can receive. It is a book of guidance. But to receive the guidance, we need to work on ourselves. Salawat bar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. That's a one point for the importance of piety. Now, in present time, Karbala was a peak of opposition to the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam and Islam. That was the peak. And the people and the system which was working at that time, the system of the government, and the government that was calling itself an Islamic government, tried its full power, full force to crush this household of the Prophet. Just because, what is Islam? Islam is certain rules and regulations which were taught by the Prophet. These were not only taught, those rules and regulations were implemented on personalities. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked on individuals first. The man, he passed on the knowledge of Islam and the people came into the folds of Islam. He worked on them, on the individuals, to change their way of thinking. The important thing is not what we do. Praying, fasting, Hajj, Zakat is no important. The most important thing is to change the way of thinking, the way we think, from the materialistic way to the mu'min's way, to the one who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that thing, the first and the most important thing is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. How much time we have got for the sermon?
10-15 minutes.
More or we have passed the 15 minutes, they say?
10 more minutes.
Okay, so Muhammad Ali. So the Prophet first worked on individuals. We have got three systems in Islam. One, as an individual, we need to work on ourselves as an individual. Number two, we won't need to work in our families. I'm just making it, summarizing it, so that it will be a bit fast, but we want to save the time. Second one is our circle in our families. We need to work on that and implement Islam there. The rules and regulations should be available in our actions, in our behavior, in our attitude, in our movement, in our speech. In every sense, Islam should be there. We shouldn't think about our profit and our loss. No, that's not Islam. That's a materialism. What we need to think, that anything comes, issue comes into our mind, we should say, which way Allah will be happy with us, which way we will be fulfilling the rules and regulations of Islam. And when we decide that our life, our action, our behavior, our attitude, our movement, our friendship, our enmity, everything will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the starting point of Islam, which we call submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no Islam without submission. This is 100% submission is an important factor in the movement of Islam. We have submitted 20%, or we say, oh, we have to do it to the worldly things and we have to do other things. If we take Allah's orders in consideration and our own wishes in consideration, we can be doing shirk, we will not be on Islam. Islam means 100% submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday in my lecture I was saying, one is submission and one is surrender. They are equal. We act in the same way in submission and surrender, but there's a bit of difference in them. In surrender, a person don't have an option. There's no option with a person. He has to surrender. He's caught. He's made a prisoner. So he has to surrender. But in the other one, submission is out of our own free will. Everything in the universe is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is asking human being, oh human being, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the solar system, trees, plants, animal, insect, bacteria, everything submits to me because they don't have an option. They have surrendered to me. But oh human being, you submit to me out of your own free will. This submission to me out of your own free will make you the best of my creations. Allah doesn't want our surrender. Allah needs our submission with our knowledge, with our understanding, with being convinced. And with convincing, we can make other people submit. This is a very important thing in our life. First step is submission. And if we don't submit and we start praying and fasting, it is exactly as if a person doesn't open an account in a bank and he starts putting money in the bank. Is it of any use? No. Because first you need to open an account. That is submission. And submission is not there, or a person doesn't enroll himself in the university and he starts attending the classes. No doubt he will be able to get something out of it, prayers accepted, but the submission is not there and the enrollment is not there. He won't be able to sit in the exam and get a degree from there or graduate from the university. So this is the problem. Submission is the most missing link in our life, in our lives, in my life, for example. We have got submission, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% submission is not submission. 80% submission is not submission. 90% submission is not submission, in my opinion. 99.9% submission, we can say it is not also a submission. Why? Because submission, it is there or it is not there. In the Battle of Karbala, two people, two groups, both sides praying, both sides fasting, both sides saying Allahu Akbar, both saying La ilaha illallah, both sides saying Muhammad Rasulullah. On one side, the grandson of the Prophet and his companions, nearly 72. On the other side, thousands of other followers of the same Prophet. And they were saying the same thing. And they were doing dua, making dua. Oh Allah, bless us with your special blessing that we are able to kill this rebel. These people who made a rebellion against the Khalif. They were praying to kill Imam Hussein. What was the difference? What was the difference which brought those people who prayed, who fasted, who were doing Hajj, Zakat, everything in Islam? What made them go straight to stand in front of the real Islam and the grandson of the Prophet, the real subordinate of the Prophet? What was the deficiency? The deficiency was that of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their submission to Allah was not 100%. And you know, our motherboard in our mind, in our soul, has got a chip to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us on the fitrah of Islam. That fitrah of Islam needs our submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we don't submit to Allah, what happens? A vacuum is created. There is a vacuum then. And on in vacuum, anywhere there's a vacuum, what happens? The air from the sides come and fills that vacuum. There's a ditch and a shallow place. What happens when it rains? You know, the water comes down here, and with all the dirt and with all the small pieces of wood or mud and things, they come down and they fill that ditch. So if our submission is not 100%, that ditch is filled by the people like Muawiyah, like Yazid, and all these people. If the submission is 100%, then nobody else can enter our domain of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think that's enough for today. What we need to do today, we see people like in Pakistan, we have seen they are taking away Shia, kidnapping them, killing them. And while killing, while slaughtering, slitting their throats, they are saying Allahu Akbar. They are doing it for the sake of Allah. Why? Which Allah? They haven't submitted. They haven't submitted. They think they are doing a service to Islam, service to Allah, service to the Prophet. But what they are doing practically, that is against Islam. A person who is submitted to Islam and to Allah 100%, nobody else can use him for his own ends. Why? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah makes the guidance clear for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all and bless us all with his special blessings to bring our submission to a 100% degree, which is a need and requirement of Islam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَاتْحِ ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين نبينا وشفيعنا وطبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه
وسلم
وعلي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام وفاطمة الزهراء سيدة النساء العالمين. Keep on reciting صلوات محمد وعلى وحسن بن علي المجتبى وحسين بن علي شهيد في كربلاء وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد وحسن بن علي والحجة القائم المنتظر المهدي صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام: أُصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالنَّظْمِ أَمْرِكُمْ. Wish of our first Imam in his last will, acquire piety and organize yourselves. Just two things in this portion. Acquire piety and organize yourselves. In reality, both of them is organizing ourselves. Piety means organizing ourselves according to the organization of the whole universe. A big machine of the universe, and we are a small part of that big machine. If a small part start moving against the will of the big machine, what happened? It won't be able to stop, affect the big machine, but the big machine will crush it. So this part, if it want to create, play a positive role, it has to act according to the big machine. That's piety. And the second thing is organize yourselves. This is what our Imam wants from us. Organizing ourselves, just this portion, half of it, the two portions, piety and organizing ourselves. The world, the so-called developed countries has acted on half of this saying. They've just organized themselves. The knowledge we see in the colleges and universities is not the real knowledge. It is in fact the experience of the past generation, which has been compiled in a book form and passed on to the next generation. They've worked in an organized manner while we were doing other things. They organized themselves. They made different sections of the knowledge of the physics, chemistry, medicine, engineering, space technology, other technologies, and they worked on it. And whatsoever one generation worked, they used to compile it in a book form and pass it on to the next generation. Just organized, and now they are, because of that technological edge, they are ruling the whole world. This is just because of technology. Just because of edge in technology, they are ruling the whole world. They acted on half. What will happen if we get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through piety? The gap of hundreds of years that we have got between the advanced countries and ourselves, that can be filled when we get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through piety. Why? Because knowledge is not the one which is written in the books and which is passed. This is the experiences of the past generation. The real knowledge comes onto the heart of a mu'min by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for that we need to prepare our heart, our mind and our soul. Mind, soul and heart should be on the same frequency. We need that before we believe in one or unique God, because before Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to bring Tawheed in ourselves. Our heart is somewhere else, our soul is somewhere else, our mind is somewhere else. We need to bring it on to one point. Just one example and we finish with that. That sunlight, sun is hot and the light is also hot. Sunlight. If you put a piece of paper in sunlight, will it catch fire? Will it catch fire, yes or no? No, it won't catch fire. But if we put a magnifying glass, 1 inch or 2 inch diameter, and bring it in the path of sun rays and the paper, and focus those 2 inch diameter circumference, you know, sun rays onto one point, will the paper catch fire then?
Yes.
So this Tawheed in ourselves, our body, our soul, our mind, our thoughts, bringing them onto one focus, it will bring fire into us. It will create that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people come to the point of mustajabu dua. They say Allahu Akbar and Allah listens to them. Ad'uni astajib lakum is for those who are focused on one point, who have got Tawheed in themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with his special blessings in bringing Tawheed in ourselves, in our families, in our communities through unity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.